The idea is to use the cannon-like mechanism to fire large payloads of cargo, like propellant and building materials, into space for a fraction of the current cost. It would be about $250 per pound instead of $5,000 per pound. Hunter says this will help make long-distance travel, like a manned mission to Mars, feasible.
At the current launch costs, we will never get a substantial manned mission to Mars. We just can't afford it.
They can also shoot up satellites much faster and on shorter notice than a rocket system, which could help the Department of Defense and other organizations. The idea for the launcher is based on an old sci-fi novel.
What we've taken is the Jules Verne concept. You know, he wrote a book called From the Earth to the Moon, where they were going to use gunpowder to launch people to the moon, which was a little bit far out. We're taking that and we're putting some physics reality into it. Namely, we're using the right fluid, which is hydrogen in this case, as opposed to gunpowder. And we're settling on a set of delivering payloads that are appropriate for the high Gs. And so instead of launching people, we're going to be launching propellant and rugged things.
The cannon is basically a large, long tube with a bottle of high-temperature compressed hydrogen at the bottom that will be pointed at a space depot. It fires and shoots the cargo into space.
Essentially a big pop gun.
Along the way, the cargo drops a recoverable, recyclable aeroshell that protects it from the heat as it speeds through the atmosphere. Hunter says that overall, the system creates only about 10% as much debris as the conventional rocket system. Hunter and his colleagues started looking at building their first commercial-scale payload launcher in ADAC back in 2001, but they became involved with defense projects in Iraq instead. Now, they're back at it. He says ADAC is the ideal location for a ground launcher because it's at the same latitude as the International Space Station. That way, they can easily use the space station as their space depot. The island is also isolated and far from large population centers and has a good hill to launch from that's about 9 miles north of the small town. Because the cannon will shoot due east, it will not affect ADAC, but it might affect the citizens of Atka.
Every time we do a launch, we would have that. Those guys would have to go into a shelter for a few minutes, or, you know, just to be on the safe side. But the odds of anything coming down there were very, very slim. Make sure everything was safe and copacetic before we did the launches.
He says they will also make sure the ocean area near the launch is clear of ships before firing. Hunter says the notoriously bad weather at ADAC, the so-called birthplace of the winds, will not hamper the project.
The wind is not an issue at all. Okay, these things are coming out of the barrel at around Mach 20. So a Mach 0.01 wind is not going to be an issue. The sideways rain, if we do have rain, more than likely the system will stand down because you don't want to fly through rain with these at these high speeds, because at that speed the rain acts like steel BBs and can cause major problems to the vehicle. So we will shoot between rain showers.
Hunter says the ADAC system would ideally be built in the next 5 years to launch payloads of 100 pounds. After that, they would develop an ocean-based system that can launch 1,000-pound payloads in any direction and be more versatile. The land-based system will cost about $50 million, and the ocean-based system will run about $500 million. Quick Launch Inc. is still seeking some financial backers and has not yet spoken with current Aleut Corporation leaders about building on their land on ADAC Island. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.